Hello, welcome to Eat Your Sleep Pod. You have your host here, Gio. Co-host Juanito.
Hello.
Co-host Stevie B.
Howdy.
Co-host Evelyn.
Hello, Kitty.
And go.
You can find ESS Pod at ESSPod.com. You can also find us on Twitter at ESS Podcast. And coming up this episode, I believe you will also be able to check us out at AbnormalEntertainment.com, the podcast network that we'll be joining. What are they like? Great question. Check them out and find out. We'll do the same.
All right, I guess we joined. self-administered it.
I just forced it.
Steve's like, I'm in.
You tell me there's a plug, I'm gonna hit it.
Alright. And since you guys may complain about this, I have a new air conditioner and it's on full blast. Because we were in the middle of a fucking heat wave. So I got a real one.
So, I mean, it's warm out. I don't know if it's a heat wave, is it really?
It was a heat wave before today.
I was gonna say, it's not that hot out.
I was in Washington, D.C. this weekend, and I don't think I've ever been this fucking hot in my life. Ever. Like, ever, ever, ever. It was so fucking hot. It was like 110 degrees, and I felt like there were three humans attached to me at all times.
Wait, what? Why did you feel like there were other people on you? That sounds weird.
The humidity, man. It fucking sucks.
Well, now you're back in cool New York.
Yes.
Were you catching any Pokemon down in Washington, D.C.?
It's not time for that. No, I'm kidding.
it was a good segue. I'm genuinely curious. And,
no, I'm gonna allow it. Yeah, it actually worked. That's what got me back into Pokemon Go, is that the servers were working down in D.C., so I was catching Pokemon. I'm now at level 8, and my highest Pokemon is a Pinsir at level 479, I believe.
Yeah, there's a lot of pincers in our area, like, just in Manhattan. Every other gym I pass, that's what's in it.
Oh, really? That's good. That means I can up my pincer.
Yeah, there's a ton of them. I see a lot of that, a lot of Golbats and a lot of Pidgeots.
Ooh, I need Pidgeys. I need one more Pidgey to level up my Pidgeotto.
Cool. So, it's working for you. Evelyn, you mentioned it's been working for you as well.
I mean...
Sort of.
We know what we're talking about, but for people who don't know what the fuck you guys are babbling on about, because you guys just jump in like we were Batman v Superman, expecting people to know the backstory about everything the past 70 years. Can you please explain what the fuck Pokemon Go is?
To be fair,
I thought you were going to ask us to explain a Pokemon, and I was like,
no. To be fair, Pokemon's a little more popular, I think, than Batman v Superman was.
I'll allow it.
Yeah. So Pokemon Go is the phone game that we. Like 6 or 7 months ago, we were promised via a commercial would be just like what we always imagined Pokemon would be like. And it is mostly a point-and-click game on your phone.
It's not even that. Like, so let me throw some stats out that I think are correct. They might not be.
I wish you prefaced every time you spoke with that. We'd have a lot
that
less
fight. That should be like your disclaimer every time.
You know how things have like an asterisk? Gio just has an asterisk.
Yeah,
he's a footnote.
Asterisk. Yeah, that's my general asterisk. That's always.
That's your general ass.
General ass. So apparently they're making $1.6 million a day in game in like the game download currency, whatever. And they're currently the most downloaded app on Android. And they have more active users than Twitter on Android.
Wow.
That says a lot about Twitter, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. Active users, that's kind of like a... That's like a hard stat to play with. Like the...
Right. You know, but Twitter like, has nobody, a lot of non-active users.
Yeah, and
there's
nobody...
There's no reason to be a non-active Pokemon Go user.
Right, and like a lot of people don't measure active users the same way. Like there's no standard way of measuring it. But the way that they're doing
like an active user in Pokemon could be someone who used it in the last 2 minutes, and Twitter is someone
day.
Who used it in the last
anyone time. That used it that day. So they're counting as an active user if you used it for once in the day. And then other people say active users like if you used it once an hour or something like that, or like, you know, or once every 6 hours. So it depends. But for this particular stat that I read, it was they have more people using it every day than Twitter over the last 5 days. Which is, I mean, they just launched the thing, so obviously. You know, if you download it, you're probably going to use it every day for now. It hasn't had that period to really cool off.
I think 3 out of 4 people don't play this game.
3 out of 4 people, you mean who downloaded it, or you just mean people?
People.
I mean, like, I'm using us as a sample because I don't play at all. Like, I got it the first day, 2 minutes in, I was like, this is stupid, and I deleted it.
Okay.
No, I'm saying.
So 3 out of 4.
Yeah.
That's still a lot of people. That's 75% of us.
That's kind of funny because when I was playing it, particularly the battle structure where you're literally just tapping your phone as fast as you can to attack, I was reminded of that game you were playing, Juan. A few months ago, you were showing me it where it was just you try to get your attack power higher and higher to do more damage. And I was like, that's really all this battle system is.
Oh, the game itself is terrible.
Like, yeah, it has no Pokemon mechanics. It's not turn-based battles. You don't battle other players. Catching them, you literally just throw a ball at them.
And besides
and
all
yet,
that...
And yet I'm playing.
Besides all that, the servers are completely fucked up. So if they're making $1.6 million a day, the game's been out for 5 days now, so that's $5 million. They could fucking pay for a few servers. And they're not currently owned by Google. I looked that up. Niantic used to be owned by Google. They're not owned by Google anymore.
Yeah, and they're using all Ingress data, too, so it costs them nothing.
Well, they it's got a lot of data to store. Game. Like, I definitely found that, you know, when I was in New York City, that there's a lot of shit here. It was a lot harder to use the app than when I was, like, on the road to Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C., again, it got to bog down because I was in a pretty big city. But, you're on different servers wherever you are, so it definitely works better for other people. I mean, yeah, there was a lot of negatives for this game. Like, I just don't think... This game is definitely not what the trailer is at all. Like, I didn't feel... Like not even
zero things in the trailer are real. They showed you that it would tell you your distance to your Pokemon. It doesn't. It's randomly around you.
Yeah.
They showed people battling in a park, which is not how it works because you don't battle other players.
The designs on the commercial are way better than the designs in the game, which I don't get that because if they made the designs, period. You know, when you make a 3D model, I don't understand why they wouldn't just make them for. Like, I guess they didn't want to make 150 of them, but. I don't know. It just—they don't look that good. The Pokemon.
No, they don't. And yet, somehow, I'm still playing this game.
Well, I'm playing this game because this game has given me the most FOMO I've ever had in my life. For the 2 days that I had deleted it, and I was fear of missing out. For the 2 days that I saw his face. For the
Thank
two
you.
Days that I had deleted it, because I spoke to Juan, and Juan's like, fuck this shit, it doesn't work. And then I was like, yeah, I should delete it. And then, like, I still had it, and it just didn't work that whole night, Thursday night. And then I did actually delete it after we played a little Overwatch. I was just like, yeah, this is stupid. So I deleted it, and then I didn't turn it back on until last night. So for those 2 days, I was just watching people tweet about it, Facebook messages about it, and I'm like, fuck, I want to be part of this. Like, everyone's talking, and it happened to me today. They're like, oh yeah, I was out just like fucking around the game, and I ran into somebody else that's like doing it too, and we got into this whole big conversation, and I was like, damn, that's dope. And that happened to me on the train because I just had it out. Like, I was listening to music, but I had it out in like every new subway station I could like get a Pokemon. So I had it out on the train because I was on the one train and you have a signal there. And then some dude was like, oh, you're playing Pokemon Go too? And then we were comparing Pokemon, like little fucking 5-year-olds. And we were both clearly over 20.
Have you had any bonding moments like that, Evelyn?
Mostly my friends. We were just trying to... This weekend, I went to the Poconos with a group of my friends. And we were just like trying to catch it around the B&B that we were near. Or that we were staying at, rather, and we were just like, what did you get? I'm like, oh, I found a Taurus when I went upstairs. Do you want to try catching it over there? Like, you have to go upstairs to try to catch it or whatever. But we were just, like, going through it. Like, even when we went out for, like, to a casino, we were looking for more. So it was quite fun. Like comparing notes with my friend who was slowly getting into it.
Well, that's the other thing. I feel like nobody actually knows how the game works. So like, it makes no difference if you're upstairs or downstairs. It has no, like, it has no idea of how high or low you are. It just understands your distance, period.
Yeah, the GPS isn't that great, though. It'll sometimes, like, I sat around in a building where it couldn't quite track me, and I hatched an egg that I had just started in there. Like, it measured 2 kilometers with me not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's because it's your pedometer. So if you're just shaking your leg or something like that, you'll get it to, like, do it. But, and then, like, I didn't know about the,
says Mr. Shaky Legs.
I know, I just put it on my, leg, and I've been doing that to hatch my eggs. I didn't know about the transfers, so I didn't know that, I didn't understand that the whole point of the game is to catch anything that you see. Because even if you catch something that you already have, that turns into points for the, so you could evolve your Pokemon. And I didn't know that, it doesn't say that in the game, so I was just like, oh.
Oh, I just learned that now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, the game doesn't teach you anything, but I just hopped online, found an article, and I was like, oh, okay, this is everything I should have been told. So,
well, all those people had to find it out. Like, they had to figure it out.
Well, also, Niantic put out basically all of the information on their website.
They just going to go to their fucking website?
A lot of people. That's how I found it.
Does their website even work with their fucking server problems?
Yes.
That actually does work.
The website works fine. Yeah, I ran into a couple of guys when I was running late at night. I went out Thursday, you know, just thinking I'd go around the block quick, and I ended up outside for like 2 hours just trying to hit a couple gyms, and took one and ran into these two guys. One was on blue, and we worked together, and then this other guy was on red. But yeah, I was telling him like what I'd figured out in terms of how to play. And then today I met some people doing it. At one point I passed a park where there were nine guys, all guys, just standing along a fence, all clearly playing this game. You can tell immediately when people are playing it.
Well, now whenever I see anyone look down at their phone, I'm like, are they playing the game?
You can tell by the tapping, because they're doing like the tap for a lot, and then a swipe, and then a tap.
Yeah,
and then a
hold. Yeah, yeah. Oh, the other thing, did you know, Evelyn? You probably didn't know this when I found this out. So you know the little thing in the bottom that shows you what Pokemon are in the area? There's footmarks. So the footmarks is supposed to tell you the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But when it has no footmarks, you tap on that Pokemon, and then you just tap on any of the wild grass, and that'll make the Pokemon right away appear.
Oh, that's what I need to do then.
So if it has no footmarks, that means that it's literally right next to you.
What if there's two?
With no footmarks, then they will both appear.
No, there's one with two footmarks.
That's the
distance. You have to go find it.
Yeah, that means I have to go outside. I'm leaving right now, guys.
Okay. Bye.
I wish I told you how much time you'd put in.
I am pretty much on this a lot. It's a little sad.
Yeah. I've caught 46 types of Pokemon now. A third of the way there, guys.
I don't think I have that many.
So, I have a question for you, Steve, since you actually went through a few battles. Who are you actually competing against? Is it
The computer,
okay.
Yeah,
and
what
there's
you
no
do...
way...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, so there's no way you can play with your friends if they're nearby?
No, not currently. The only thing I'm not sure is if you can both, like, battle a gym simultaneously if you're on the same team. But what happens is when you beat a gym, like, you know, I knock out all of red team and a gym is open, I put one of my Pokemon there to defend it.
And it stays there?
Yeah. It stays there until the gym is defeated. So I put when it starts, it's level 2, so two people can put Pokemon. And then what you do is... either if people fight those Pokemon and lose, the prestige goes up, or you can increase your own team's gym prestige if you battle the Pokemon in it and beat them. For everyone you beat, you add prestige, and at certain prestige levels, more people can put in more Pokemon. So there was a gym by me that was like prestige level 6, and so there were 6 really high level Pokemon in there, which means it would be very hard to beat them.
Oh, so the gym level, you mean?
Yeah. But what it does do is, I think, if say I was to go battle that gym that had 6 Pokemon in it, if I only managed to beat 3 of the 6, I still lower the prestige a bit, just not as much.
Do you have to be a higher level than the Pokemon there?
Not necessarily, but if you're not close, you'll lose just because of difference. So, for example, I tried to fight a water Pokemon when I was half of its combat power with an electric, and it wasn't enough to win. You know, I did decent damage, but I was just so much weaker, I couldn't do much.
Okay.
But yeah, you can be a little weaker, and an elemental advantage will win it for you.
Got it. Yeah, I'm not even close to the Pokemon by me. Like, this dude has an 841.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, my time... My neighborhood's got a lot of college kids, so, you know, there's some people with just too much time on their hands. Like, the one by me, there's a Pokemon at 1,200.
My neighborhood has a lot of drug dealers, so there's a lot of people standing in the corner playing this game while they're waiting for stuff to happen.
Nah. Oh, my gosh.
So, it's cool. That said, I'm probably only going to play for, like, a couple weeks, and then I imagine I'll drop it.
I think that there's... 3 or 4 things they could do to really fix the game, and it could be huge, and they could make a shit ton of money, but I don't think they're gonna do it.
What?
A, you need to be able to trade Pokemon with people.
Yeah.
That's coming, I believe, that existed in the beta.
2, you need to be able to fight your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, the way that the gyms are set up right now, that there's not enough places to take over, so you won't be able to train your Pokemon. So, you know, like we said, like, someone with just a shit ton of time can just take over all the gyms. And it excludes the people that are just, like, recreationally playing the game. Because I'll never be able to do a gym at this point. I won't get to that level. I've already missed a day. That takes me, like, 200 levels before everyone else. And then C, they just need to fix all their fucking glitches. Like, the game should be... The mechanics that we have right now should just be flawless. Like, the idea of catching a Pokemon should be pretty flawless. Like,
So just to tap onto that, the game, common glitches. You throw a Pokeball at a Pokemon, it glitches out.
Yeah.
You're fighting a gym, the Pokemon you're beating just stays at 1 health forever. And then after that, the gym you can't attack for an hour. Where if you try to click on it, it'll go into the battle and then bump right back out. Mm. The GPS has been pretty glitchy overall in terms of figuring out where you are.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the servers are just down, and when they're down, they're basically down for huge regions of the country at the same time because they're all I think they're all relying on the same server.
Yeah.
Or server bank. Like, they don't have different servers in different regions or anything like that. We're all using the same computer. So if it's down for us, it's down for everybody.
So that shit needs to be fixed. And then the game would, like... Because this isn't really, like... This is almost like a social... Like, they could turn this into a social network versus a game. And then I'd be more into this. Like, it'd be cool if I could chat... Like, I would love to see who's playing the game around me. That sort of stuff. Yeah. And, like, if I want to be invisible, I could turn it invisible. But if I'm, like... I feel like you could do this on Foursquare. I can just set it so that anyone could see me if I'm around. That would be dope. So, I don't know. Those are the things they need to fix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they probably won't in time. I don't think they will in time.
It's pretty fucking popular, though. Like, I think they have time.
I think there's a lot of people who will keep playing. I just will not be one of them. I'm going to hit a point where I'm like, all right, I've caught most of them. Like, what's the point of continuing to do this? Because there's no end goal. It's just, oh, take a gym and it'll get taken away a little bit later. Like...
If I can catch Pokemon like I did the last day I was at work, and it was fucking glitchy as hell, so I didn't catch most of them. But if I could actually catch them tomorrow, then I'd play that. I'd just do it at work, because it's like a good way to pass time.
Yeah,
it'd be nice to do that. And maybe I can actually catch that Pikachu that I lost.
I lost the Pikachu too today, because I was in the car. And you can, like, in the car, you can see stuff sometimes. Sorry.
Push-ups?
Yep.
Yep.
You can see stuff, but, like, if you don't catch it fast enough, the Pokemon runs away.
Yep. I've gone through a few of those. I found really good on the road.
That's the other thing someone taught me. So I thought that the circle going bigger and smaller meant it was easier to catch the Pokemon. That's not
true. Yeah, when it's small.
No. So the small means that you get more points for catching the Pokemon. The color indicates what's easier to catch. So if it's green, it's easier to catch than a yellow or an orange or a red. Red being the hardest.
Oh, wow.
Learned that on the train today.
As you socialize with strangers.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Fuck them.
Yeah, we've talked about it as much as we need to.
Is Swan back?
No, he's been here. He's... Hasn't participated.
No, he said he was going to go get the door. And he's not responding to me going, is Swan back?
Do you usually do that with your shoulders?
Huh?
Do you usually do that with your shoulders?
Is Juan back?
Where is he?
Who knows?
God is back. Okay.
Did you see Ghostbusters 1? Is that why you put this here?
No, I added it.
Oh.
I was supposed to, but I missed it.
Oh.
I was
supposed to go to a screening, but I missed the sign up. Like, it was like an hour later. Usually for big movies like that, you have to get it within like the first 5 minutes and then you can get in, but I missed, like, it was like an hour late.
Oh wow.
So I'll just get on Friday or Saturday.
It's not this Friday?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll go watch it Friday. If we can catch it before Tom Steve Dave.
The initial reactions have not been good.
For Ghostbusters?
Yeah.
I heard it was okay.
No, on Rotten Tomatoes, it's sitting at 74%.
Yeah, I heard it's
okay. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the reviews I've read were like, it's okay. It's funny.
I was reading a couple on the movie subreddit, and everyone was kind of really not enjoying what they saw.
Oh, really? The movie subreddit where they've been shitting on it since it was first announced.
Yeah.
To be fair, it was all of Reddit, but movies sometimes has the people who do early reviews are a little more sane in their responses because they do it more frequently. But it's fine. I'm just saying, I the responses there weren't great, so. I guess we'll see what happens when it hits mass release. They've got the embargo on until the day before it comes out. So.
It's over already, I think. It was over today. That same screening I was going to go to was like for press and stuff. I was supposed to sign an NDA and not talk about it until today.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah.
Are you getting into that screening where you had to sign an NDA?
He's on the thing.
Oh, I just get random things sometimes. I sign up to everything.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They will see for it. I'm sure it'll be okay. I'm not that worried.
Cool. So I kind of had them listed together because I guess at least what I've been reading was not great, but I put that with Independence Day because that the reviews have not been great either.
Well, that's the one that Juan saw, no?
Yeah. Unfortunately. Oh.
That sound is what every reviewer has made.
I heard Independence Day was, like, really bad.
Yes.
Like, it's not okay. It's really bad.
Like, it's objectively just not a good movie.
It's just brutal to sit through. That's what I heard.
Yeah, objectively, people can enjoy bad movies or badly made movies, but, like, there was, to me, there was nothing absolutely redeeming about this movie at all. Like, why? That's how I felt most of the time. Like, why? Who thought this was a great idea to, like, who thought this was an interesting storyline? Why are there so many characters? Why did they have to retcon the old movie? Like, why? Lots of whys. Why did I see this? I could have seen Blake Lively in a bikini instead, you know?
Yeah, like,
which I heard was a good movie. You know, actually, not good, but, like, better than you think it was going to be. And it takes a turn.
Is that the Shallows one?
Yeah,
I don't even know.
Like, I saw London Must Fall recently, and I'll tell you, that's not an Oscar-winning movie, but
it was fun.
It's fun and it's very entertaining, and if you go in there expecting any sort of plot, any like anything that your brain could catch onto it in any sort of way, then you're fucked. But if not, if you just want to see shit blow up, then you'd have a really good time. So. There's a difference. I don't think, like, from what I hear, Independence Day is not that. Because the original Independence Day does the same sort of thing.
Exactly.
Like, the plot was terrible. But, you know, Will Smith.
I mean, the plot is very simple. Aliens come and invade and humans fight them back.
Yeah,
but the story was a little bit.
Okay,
that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Will Smith said something funny. All right, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was so fun to watch, you know. There was nothing like that in the
and sequel. I can actually rewatch that movie.
Yeah.
It still holds up to what it was when it first came out, for me anyway. And every time it's July 4th, I always rewatch it. Just because
really?
It's like, yeah, every Independence Day.
You are so
I watch
bad.
It. Your
ghetto-ness has like gone up 3 points this weekend.
So just a quick interjection. We should totally stay on this topic, but my phone just notified me while I've been sitting here. I walked half a kilometer and my Pokemon egg is hatched.
Oh,
GPS is so bad.
If you're gonna bust on the
and by the way, it's not pedometer. It has nothing to do with pedometer. It's GPS based.
No, it is.
Because my phone has been sitting on my desk the entire time, not moving. It's solely GPS based.
It's not only GPS based because I was in a car and it didn't do anything.
Because you're driving, you're not allowed to. It has to be at walking speed. If you're moving too fast, it won't hatch. That's in the. You really should read the Niantic website.
Anyway,
Anyway,
so a quick interjection since he made that one. You can put your phone on a turntable, and that'll count for your Pokemon hatching. For everyone to know that, I just saw that on Facebook. Or inside of a bicycle, but normal people don't own bicycles. Steve could do it.
Inside of a bicycle?
Yeah, like inside the wheel, and then you just turn the wheel.
That's safe for your phone.
Yeah.
Well, it's so kind of, it's a cage, like you're, you know.
No, it's not a cage at all. Do you know what a bicycle looks like?
The way that they did it on Facebook, it was a cage. Like there was no, the phone wasn't getting out of there. It was just stuck there.
Well, that's not a good idea.
I know what they're talking about. You like lodge it in a way where it doesn't move.
Yeah. They lodge it in there.
It's a cage.
But getting back to other bad ideas, so Independence Day they were going for a trilogy. You think they're going to get their third movie?
I hope not.
They don't deserve it.
They said I'm not going to go see it, but I just from hearing what it was about, they set it up for a third movie.
I don't think.
Yeah, didn't I tell you guys that the Traveler comes in? That's what happens, literally.
They didn't make it. It's like
Destiny. No, it's literally like Destiny. A white ball comes to save humanity to protect them from an invading alien species.
So E.T.
That's not E.T. Is that E.T.?
No, it's Destiny.
That's called the Deus Ex Machina. When there's no plots, you just make something up to save it. Well, not plot. When there's no way to win, so they're just like, oh, there's this thing that's going to give you what you need.
Exactly what you need to, yeah.
Yeah. It's doing a lot better in foreign markets than domestically, though.
Well, there's more of them than there are of us, so that makes sense.
Yeah, but, like, true. Is it doing
the,
enough?
The numbers are significant. Like, I don't know. It's a 305 million. So probably not.
That's not enough.
No, total. That's total.
Oh, that's definitely not enough.
I don't know what their production budget was, 165, and then marketing was probably double that. So yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not doing too hot.
No, they don't. Yeah, they don't deserve a sequel to that.
Why Will Smith didn't do it?
No, supposedly he was doing Suicide Squad at the time. I think he made the right choice.
Yep.
Who was?
I haven't even seen Will Smith. He was doing Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. He had the right idea the whole time. There's no reason to make another.
So did we answer the question next to the topic? Like, as in bad or matter of perspective or just bad? Like, was that a little more philosophical or was that just plain, like, just a question?
It was kind of a question. It sounds like Independence Day is bad. Ghostbusters may just be a matter of perspective.
Yeah.
If your perspective is women hating...
Yeah, I think if you're sexist, you're not going to like Ghostbusters.
I don't 100% agree with that. I think some people are also like legitimately franchise fatigued and like, why touch Ghostbusters, blah, blah, blah. But the problem is, I think a lot of people are saying, like, if this movie is a failure, then it like gives credence to the people who do believe it in the sexist reasons.
Yeah.
Which is why I want it to succeed, even if I'm not going to like it, even if I don't like it, because I really do like the original Ghostbusters. Like, I'm one of those guys that, like, it really was impactful on my childhood, and I love those things. But I don't hate, I didn't not want to see this movie because it was women. I didn't give a shit. I like all those actors, actually. Like, Melissa McCarthy grew on me. I loved Kate McKinnon when I watched a few episodes of SNL. Everything I saw with Leslie Jones was great. And I love, what's her name? I forgot her name, even though I don't. The last, the most famous one. Kristen Wiig. I love Kristen Wiig since she was in Flight of Conchords. So, it's not them, but I was like, this seems like pandering, but it is whatever. So we'll see. People always forget also that they're making another Ghostbusters movie that's all dudes. which is something people aren't talking about. They supposedly have Channing Tatum in it.
Yeah.
So is this going to be a sequel to this one then?
I have no idea. Well, because nobody really knows what this... Well, I mean, people who saw this movie know what it's about. But Dude's one is a different thing.
The like, Dude's this one is in continuation of the other Ghostbusters.
Oh.
It's not. Not really.
That's what I...
It's supposed to be like a soft reboot or like an alternate universe thing, but it's
that
not...
That one's an alternate universe too? I heard this was the alternate universe and that was in the universe of the Ghostbusters.
Because they technically did make a sequel in the Ghostbusters video game, which I haven't played, but this is supposed to be like a sequel. This is not supposed to be related at all. Because like I saw like the IMDb, like the old characters are in it, but they don't play who we think they would be. Or maybe it's a fake out. So we'll see when the movie comes out.
Yeah.
So that kind of rolls into the question I had, if we want to take it that direction, which is just what actually makes something a bad film. And kind of what prompted it, me writing that in besides these two movies, is I watched Now You See Me, the Magician movie from a few years ago, based on...
The first one?
Yeah, the first one.
I like that one.
Yeah, I was listening to Dan Harmon was talking about how it was just like a bad movie all around. So I was like, I'm kind of curious. And I saw it. It wasn't great. It was very generic overall. But I was like mildly entertained for 2 hours.
I think, I'll start with mine because I think I'll be the most lenient on a movie. I think a movie is bad if it's not entertaining. I think anything other than that, like... It's really at the end of the day the purpose of the film is to...
Well, that's a little bit reductive.
What?
Because some movies are meant to be a little bit more than just entertainment.
Like Oscar movies?
Yeah, more than that. But at the end of the day, they're all supposed to be entertaining.
I
mean, is a painting meant to be entertaining?
Yes, a painting is supposed to entertain you.
No,
I know.
How is a painting going to entertain you?
It's supposed to entertain.
In what way?
You're supposed to look at it and feel something.
So define for me what entertainment.
I don't feel like I can do that.
Yeah, he has a different definition of entertain. He means you're supposed to get something out of it. Period. Because like Schindler's List is not entertaining, but it's supposed to make you feel.
It's entertaining in the sense that your 2 hours, you felt like you spent it well watching the film.
True.
Yeah, okay, so we're getting hung up on a definition.
Like, I don't think entertaining means jovial.
Jovial?
Like, no, yeah, I don't think it has to be like, ha ha ha, I'm entertained. Like, like entertainment just
Can you please do that next time when you actually are entertained?
I will. I'm going to do that when I see Ghostbusters at the very end.
I'm entertained.
I'm just going to get up at the very end. I'm entertained.
Anyway. Yeah,
that's my definition. If it entertains me for whatever... Not even the whole movie, actually. For the majority of the movie, if I'm entertained. I don't even need to be interested. Because there's a lot of movies that I didn't like the whole thing, but I was entertained for it. For the majority of it. It's mine.
I think if the movie doesn't lay out everything it's supposed to, like if you need to reach outside of like a sequel to fill in gaps, it's a bad movie. I think if character motivations aren't clear, it's a bad movie. Movies are very much a visual art form for me, so like you can't really, I mean, exposition exists because some things are harder to explain, but like you need to be able to show things, you know, show not tell. That's like the biggest rule in like that you learn in like filmmaking or whatever, filmmaking 101. Like show, it's, you know, visually you have to be able to see these things. Like if these two characters are in love, don't have them say, hey, we're in love. You have to show the relationship, you know, the relationship is like that. So if characters aren't clear for me, stories can change sometimes. I guess it depends how I feel. What's the big one? Okay, so if story motivates character, not character motivating story, that makes a bad movie for me. So like if the characters are doing things that influence the story, yes, if it looks that way. If it's like the stuff is happening and then they're reacting, then that's not good for me.
Or like they're behaving in a certain way because the story requires it to move forward.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that basically, you just simplified what I said. So, like, oh, this is Act 2, so this is supposed to happen. I'm supposed to they made a decision to do this thing and then this happened. And so, or if it feels that way, if it feels too much like, you know, A happens and B happens and C happens and D happens, that kind of thing.
That's fair.
For me, I think it's a combination of both what you, Juan, are saying as well as Gio. Like, I have to be entertained in order for me to actually watch the full movie. Because there have been movies that I've just fallen asleep or I've just stopped watching and walked away. I just need a story that will intrigue me. And it definitely has to have a plot. Where is the motivation of each character? Is there any motivation? Or is it just like thrown on the screen and there's nothing going on? But except for like the whole look of it as opposed to what it's really about.
Yeah, I fall more in line with kind of the things Juan was saying. If the characters don't make sense, you know, they're all of a sudden they're just changing because they have to. And more so, if I'm watching it and I just think I get taken out of it and think like, oh, I'm watching a movie. For example, if you have an actor in the film who I'm not actually seeing as their character because it doesn't quite make sense, or they're doing something ridiculous, and I'm like, oh, this is only happening because I'm watching a film. That to me makes it less of a good film, which isn't to say you can't have like superhero movies, Teenage Mutant Turtles, whatever, where in that universe weird things happen and you can accept it. But there are sometimes movies where absurd things happen that don't make sense and that kind of takes you out of the experience.
I like that sometimes though.
Yeah, but you like bad movies, so it doesn't matter.
It's fine. Yeah, I do like bad movies. I like London Must Fall or whatever the fuck it's called.
London Bridges.
That was the opening song, but with like a deep bass.
No, but the dude, Gerard Butler goes, he's like running next to the president at the beginning of the movie, and like
you mean the prime minister? Because
no,
it's London.
No, the president. No, dude, you gotta watch the movie. It's the president. Why does it say that we've only been recording for a minute? That's not good.
Uh oh.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's so sad.
Hold on.
Oh, do I still sound weird too?
Wait, I'm gonna pause it.
Yeah. You're both.
I'm gonna pause
you're
it.
Both picking.
Now it is time for that. Okay.
And we're
back.
The internet's
there.
Fucking up because of all the Pokemon.
Too many Pokemons in the internet.
Yeah, got clogged up with a Snorlax and we lost a bit of audio there.
Anyway, I watch bad movies is the consensus.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
Bad movies are good. I like bad movies. Bad movies are good when they're entertaining, right? But
I think bad movies.
I mean, like I said, I like the theatrical cut of Batman v Superman.
Sometimes bad movies are better than good movies, though. Like, fucking Kindergarten Cop is not a fucking
good
movie.
That's what it
is. But that is Kindergarten Cop's not a good movie. But
no, but it's fun.
Memorable as fuck. Three Ninjas, memorable as fuck. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1 and 2, memorable as fuck. There's a lot of
but you're naming, but you're also naming things that are probably memorable because we're children. Like, are we gonna have movies that we saw in our mid-20s where 10 years later, like, oh, that was memorable, but
I
awful.
I think that's the biggest argument against bad movies now. Like, we're being super snotty about shit, but when we saw this stuff as children, we thought it was good, and that's why we.
No,
you're
saying
the more
no,
you
not
know
saying,
about
I'm not
something
saying.
Makes it worse.
I'm not saying movies we watch as kids are bad. I'm saying now that we're adults, we're capable of recognizing a bad movie.
I think
we couldn't do that as kids.
Right. I think if we would have watched Kindergarten Cop now, we wouldn't be as into it as if we saw it when we were kids.
Well, right, you only like it for nostalgia.
Yeah. Also, we grew up with it. Like we weren't expecting anything out of Kindergarten Cop when we went to go see Kindergarten Cop. We were expecting Terminator to be in a movie, and we were pleasantly surprised when he was fucking around with the kids, because people always want to do this shit. We appealed to it. What's the word? We related to it. That's what it is. We related to it, because the kids were there. So we...
I'm entertained.
Yeah, so like...
It's ha-ha, I'm entertained.
Yeah, it's ha-ha, ha-ha. You have to sound like an arrogant white douchebag.
Steve?
do what? I don't get it. Do what?
Never mind.
All right. Yeah, so we like related to it because it's like Terminator, but with us in it. Like, that was the shit. So I think that we watch movies now. There's a little bit, like, we watch and we expect a little bit more out of movies than when we were kids. And that's why they can get away with a lot less than they could.
Because we're not 5 years old and we are rational thinking humans.
Exactly.
At that point. That's
exactly. But I never grew up. I'm not a rational thinking human. That's why I still like these shitty movies.
That's why you're still a Republican.
Yes.
Yeah.
Freedom, baby.
Okay.
Anyway, no, I can still like bad movies. They're fun. You know, like I said, Independence Day, not a great movie, but it's still a very interesting movie, which can make it great to some people. And I'm kind of half kidding, but like I thought, the theatrical cut BVS was pretty bad, but I still liked it because it appealed to that kid part of me. So
yeah.
Well, then you're gonna love Power Rangers.
Wonder Woman appealed to me.
So
Power Rangers, I have nothing but like I feel there's no way that it's worse than what Power Rangers was.
No, yeah, you're right.
Ryan Cranston did an interview actually and said he was really hesitant at first, but then he's like, the script is a complete remake. He said it's not going to be all flashy and pow and bang, and you know, he admitted that the show was not great, but this movie is just taking those characters but doing a different take on it.
Yeah,
so
I don't
be interesting to see how they manage that.
So you don't think it's going to be campy? Like
no, that is not the way it's
But then there's also like different expectations. Like if I'm going to go see Power Rangers, like you said, I'm not expecting an Oscar-worthy movie. If I'm going to see a Martin Scorsese movie, then yes, I'm going to expect an Oscar-worthy movie, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the reason I'm most excited about Power Rangers is because like Power Rangers was campy unintentionally. Like they were trying to do something and
I think they were intentionally doing it because they were ripping off Japanese shows.
Well, yeah, but it gets to a point where like, they're intentionally trying to rip off the Japanese show. But like the campiness of that show is not completely intentional. And I think now, So either now they make that movie and they go super campy, which would be awesome. I don't think that's what they're going to do. But they do that, they go super campy, that would be awesome. Or they take that stuff and they make it a little bit more serious. They have a budget now, and it'll be cool because they did it like that. And like I'd have the appeal of these are the characters that I grew up with, like the Red Ranger.
What you just said, that's also one of my criteria, right? Like if you're gonna be a movie like that, you either need to go all the way one way or the other.
Right,
like if you're gonna be a super serious movie, be a serious movie, be well made. But if you're gonna be a goofy movie, you know, it's fine. It was funny. I was a little kid too. I love that Disney movie.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. But like if you're gonna be silly and camp. That was the problem with like Independence Day. Like it was trying to be a non-serious movie, like the original one was, but then it took itself too seriously. I'm like, come on, like seriously, like half, like some of the actors they were having fun, which are the OG people, and then like the other guys, I don't even know. But it, yeah, go all the way one way. Don't like half.
Yeah, like I love those super campy lines that they throw in intentionally sometimes. Like that's awesome when you like see that in a movie. That was one of my favorite things about that's where we got cut off. Like London has fallen, so the guy's running with the president, and the president goes to him because it's sort of like that scene where Captain America laps around the Falcon. So the guy laps around the president when they're running in the mall, and he goes, "What are you made of?" Because he's running backwards at this point. And he goes, "I'm made of bourbon and bad decisions." And he like delivers it so fucking funny, like you know he's not serious when he says that, but like he tries to play it serious. And I'm like, all right, I'm into this movie. Like that's in the first 5 minutes. I'm like, all right, I know where this movie is going. I'm in. I'm game. Let's do it. So that's what I'm expecting with a bad movie, and I wouldn't consider it a bad movie then. I guess yes, it's not. It's not artistic in any way, I guess, but it's fun as fuck, and I'm entertained the whole time that I'm there. So, yeah. Onwards and upwards. What's the next topic?
I think we have more questions.
I just don't have the things in front of me, and you guys cannot see me fumbling for my phone because we turned the cameras off.
Yeah, I'm probably going to drop after one more, so I will let somebody else pick a question.
Let's see.
What are you excited about? You want to get into personal info, paranoia, splurging, or near death?
Let's get into that one since you're the biggest one, I think, out of all of us.
For paranoia?
Yeah, Steve's like super paranoid about people stealing his personal info.
It's not paranoid. It is happening.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand why you're paranoid about it.
Because I don't want people to have that information about me. Just because it's not currently being used against me doesn't mean it can't be.
I just don't understand why some people think, including you, that they don't already have it.
Because new information is constantly being created?
Like
they're
what?
Not just
like what?
Viewing habits, spending history.
They have that.
My travels, where I'm going at okay, any point yeah, in time, which they can get from GPS. And no, they don't have my upcoming spending history or my upcoming activities.
Yeah, but like the profile that's created of you, and I'm saying this from coming from the advertising industry, the profile that's created of you from your spending habits has already been created. It doesn't usually change that much.
Yeah, but currently the only place that has one of me is Amazon. I've got my Google locked out where I'm not getting targeted advertisements.
It's at a higher level because they get it from credit card companies. Credit card companies sell off what you buy, and they just make it anonymous. So it doesn't say Steve Brown, right?
No, it doesn't. But I'm getting targeted. I'm getting ads for things that I would never buy, like advertisements for products for women or things that I actively hate.
Oh, that's because you turned off.
Yes, because I indicate that I don't want that. I don't want that information used on me. Well, but yes, I understand that some companies have it, but it's becoming more and more so. I mean, arguably, my phone could be recording everything that I'm doing at any point. Especially that's part of the reason I turn my GPS off when I'm not using it. I don't need it tracking where I'm moving around. Also, it drains your battery, but
yeah, like so. There's two layers of it, right? So what you're talking about is sort of like following what your internet activity and trying to make you buy something that you were kind of thinking of. That's one layer of it. But your credit card companies just always sell off what you buy and just don't attach your name to it. And then they have an idea of what males 18 to whatever buy. And it just doesn't have your name on it, but they use that information to make things because they say, all right, this is a million males, 18 to whatever, and this is what they're buying. What are the things that they're all buying? Like, what can we sell to all of them? And they create generalizations off of that. That's still somewhere, and somebody has that. And the right person can connect it to your name.
Right. That it's not actually that separate. There are companies where it really isn't, and they can very easily put your name on it.
Yeah, you're one.
But I'm also not – like, advertising is one piece of it. I more just don't want them having history on – like I said, things like where I'm going around, who I'm making calls to, those sorts of things, the people I spend time around. There's no reason anybody should have that information, and I didn't actively opt into that. They're just taking that information. And I didn't agree for them to have it, and I don't want them to have it.
Well, what are they going to do with that?
Whatever they want to.
What are you afraid that they're going to do with that?
Arguably, I mean, I've done some things that are illegal, nothing crazy, but certainly information that if people wanted to use against me very easily could. There was a story last year about a couple of political people who information made its way to the police about them that could have only been obtained from like their phone or something like that, but not actively the police were looking for a warrant. It made its way to them.
You're talking about politicians, right? People who would have...
Yeah, like...
their personal info way more scrutinized than you would, Ellis.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. That's what I'm trying to say.
I mean, it sometimes it's as simple as why don't I want them to have any information because I don't want them to. That should be enough reason, you know. And yeah, if you live a life in public service, your information is already way more scrutinized than other people. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't really live on the internet like that. Like I used to have like a Facebook with all my info on it, but then I deleted it, and now I have another one with nothing on it. Because of that, like, because I was at first like kind of like, oh, I don't want them to, like, mine is like, you know who said something great about it? Bill Burr. He was like, you know why I don't want them to have my information? Because they're making so much money off of it, and I'm not getting none of it. So that's one of my reasons.
You get the
there's no profit sharing there.
So you get your Gmail, like Google has all that stuff, and that's a contract that you have when you do Gmail, like.
If something's free, you're the prop.
Yeah. When you take the free internet or like the free email thing, you're getting it for free because they're allowed to read your emails, and they do read your emails, and they don't read them at the level like you're. They're not trying to find shit out about you.
Nobody gives a shit about what the fuck I'm doing. They want more money from me, and I'm right. Like,
no, but they can get subpoenaed by the FBI or another organization to get your emails.
Yeah, just don't. Well, then commit,
you know,
crimes,
I mean,
dude.
It's been, yeah. Well, not even that. It's been in record that the companies that do sell your information, that they don't just give it up. Like, you know, you can make yourself, you can make an informed decision as a consumer whether or not to follow those people.
Right. The problem is, you know, it's illegal for them to read your mail, And the government is arguing that your phone does not work as your property or in your home the same way that words spoken in your home or mail received at your home is considered free from government scrutiny, which is ridiculous, but that's the argument that they're raising. Your phone should be just as private as your home. You're not intending for anyone else to see it. It's supposed to stay private to you, but they won't. Obviously, the government does not support that idea.
Well, no, because they want everything. But, like,
right.
That's also the problem that people argue. Like, why should they – the signal-to-noise ratio of all this data they have right. is almost useless because they can't get through all that information and find what they need to find. So I don't know.
That's always been my approach. I've been like, I'm just going to – I mean, I don't do anything that I care that they know about. So I'll just let them get it because I'm – part of the shit that they're getting and all of it. I'm not one of those people like trying to shut it. I'm not appealing to them by trying to shut it off and saying like, oh, maybe you should look at my shit because I'm trying to shut it off, you know, like, no, I don't
that's,
care
that's not a good argument though
the yeah ar- but the they argument, do the that argument does, of I'm not
doing anything
to-
no the argument of I'm not doing anything so I don't care isn't valid because they could use something. A, you're saying I'm never ever going to do anything that they would care about when you do engage in some illegal activities, Gio.
I do. I download shit all the time, and I say it gladly right now. I don't give a shit. Trust,
like, there's probably information about you.
That, give a shit.
Yeah.
I don't no. I'm not saying the NSA cares about you right now, but the fact that they could bothers me.
Okay.
That information is being collected by people who could choose. Who could choose to use it against me? But
same for me.
You should care about that, Gio. That's an argument of smaller government. This is the idea of a government wanting to have as much information as they possibly can and be as big as they possibly can. I wish the Republican Party stood for this, and maybe I'd vote
for
them.
We're at a point where, like, it's already been allowed. Like, what am I going to do? I'm not going to use the internet. I'm going to become a shrewd because I don't want them to get stuff that they already have. As much as that's my argument. Like,
you support
as far
laws
as
that turn that around.
That's fine, and I do. I don't support them taking the information. I'm just saying that I don't care that they have it because they just have it. Like, there's nothing I can physically do. Me being from the tech sector knows that there's nothing I can physically do to actually shut them off from it. So I don't do anything to try to, because I'm just making my life more difficult by trying to do it. That's my argument. So this all started from like somebody saying that they weren't gonna at work. They were like, "I'm not gonna play Pokemon Go because they're just they want to take." No, oh, was it? No, it was someone else at work.
Yeah,
but
they were like,
but the guy's like, "I'm not gonna play." No, but the guy was serious about it. He's like, "I'm not gonna play because they're just trying to get my info." And I'm like, "Google makes it. They already have your info."
But they don't.
But they don't make it, so they don't have your info.
Oh, whatever.
Nintendo has it.
I didn't know that Niantic. I heard from someone on this podcast that I trust because they're white.
it's ex Googlers who did it. Yeah, they split off, they made Ingress, and not enough people played it, so they took that data.
I know, but when I was asked this question, I thought that they were Google because you told me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I know. I might have said that at one point. I
did
think it was
last week. It's recorded.
I thought Niantic was part of Google, but it's not.
There's proof out there.
There's proof. But anyway, that's always been my argument. Like, whatever. I'm not gonna, you know. Like, I see, like, the way that you try to use Facebook, Steve. Like, I find that if I had to do it that way, I would find it such a nuisance. I'm like, out to
what is a nuisance about me not using it? I don't use it on my phone. Yeah, I check it, like, once a day to see if people invited me to an event or if somebody's messaging me from another country, like it happened today, a guy I met at the World Cup, and that's it. That's all I use it for. I don't need to check
it. You have to log in every time that you do it because you
want to. No, it's on my computer, but it's not on my phone because when it's on your phone, Facebook is collecting all of your information.
That's fine. And when we were out in Japan, we were trying to meet up with your buddy. We had trouble doing it because we had to, like, sit there, log on to the Facebook, make sure that we had a connection long enough to do that. And it was – I find that a pain in the ass. You can deal with it. I don't want to deal with that. And that's part of the reason that I don't care that they have my info. The convenience of just having it ready on my phone is enough for me not to give a shit that they have my info.
Well, that argument makes no sense because
it does
I just,
make sense.
Because I just pointed out why I don't use it. I don't need it because I don't use it on my phone. Having it on my phone to use once every 2 years I go to Japan makes no sense. I don't need it on my phone. I get the point you're trying to make, but your argument that what I do is,
I do need
doesn't
it on
work.
My phone. I'm saying I.
His argument's from convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it isn't convenient for me to have that on my phone all the time.
Right. You can deal with it. I'm saying that I don't want to deal with it. You're
right,
because
you
have that
Facebook
opinion.
For something else. But you specifically attacked the reason I use it. That's what I don't get. So fine,
yeah,
you use
reason
it.
That
that's
I,
great, and
reason,
I don't. And we agree that we have different uses for it. That's fine.
Right. The reason that is the our disagreement is the reason that I do use it the way that I do use it. Because
right,
we disagree
in the way that I don't. Fine.
Yeah. And I find your life difficult. That's what I'm saying.
It's not because I don't use Facebook.
I find it difficult. I'm allowed to find it.
No, he did say like I would find living like you do difficult. To be fair.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So that's why I don't care.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, Steve, I feel like they have just as much info on me as they have on you.
They don't. They absolutely don't. Facebook. There's no way Facebook has the same information on me that they have on you because you use it all the time and I don't. I have it on a computer at home, which I use to make Amazon purchases and watch Netflix.
I think
that's it. All they have
of how Facebook collects shit. I think they have just maybe
they don't have
as.
They don't have my phone calls. They don't have my GPS. None of that because they're not on my phone. That's what I choose by not choosing to use it. Besides the fact that I find Facebook a waste of time.
They don't have my phone calls either.
Yes, they do. If it's on your phone,
they're
collecting
information.
No, they
don't. Apple has my phone calls.
No, they don't, sir.
Apple has my phone calls, but they don't.
No, they came out in an article. Yes, I actually do. There's been a couple articles about that where the Facebook app was, as long as it was on your phone, it was collecting data constantly. Whether or not you're using it, whether or not you're using it, even if you were logged out of it, it was still collecting data, which is why.
Because you need to allow it to. I remember this when this happened that I was like, what does Facebook want my phone number for? Nah, that's okay.
See,
that's all you need to do.
Pause. Quick lesson on computer science or programming real quick. The code that operates your phone is separate from the code that operates Facebook. So Apple does not allow them to access that piece of code that's making phone calls and shit.
Yeah.
So they don't have that because Apple wants it. It's not because they're helping you. Apple does have it.
No, yeah. Apple has that information.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's an Android problem.
Yeah. So maybe on Android. Best. Yeah, I don't know how your thing works. All right. At Apple, that's the other good thing I do like about Apple is that their code's very, like, fucking policed. But, so they don't have access to it. All right, you're sending me an article. I'll look at it later. But,
There's lots of stories about Facebook collecting information from people who didn't really agree to do it. The one I just sent you is about them collecting things from any person who ever visits a Facebook.com site. They installed something that started tracking data on your computer.
Yeah, cookies.
That was last November. Yeah, but it's there even when you're not using Facebook. It's just collecting information on all of your browsing information.
Yeah, but this isn't your phone calls.
This was just one article I'm sending you. I wasn't looking up the specific one. I was just trying to find the one I was looking for. I also came across this, which I'd seen before.
Fair enough.
A lot of stories like this.
I'm pulling data, you're not agreeing. I'm pulling a Steve on Steve. We're specifically talking about phone calls, and I'm just explaining that they don't have your phone calls.
Fine. So in my point of I haven't found that article yet, but B, you were saying that you're agreeing for them to collect the data. Here, you're not agreeing for them to collect your data. They're just
if they wanted my phone calls, they could do it.
Yeah,
that's fine. I would have agreed to it by using Facebook. My decision to want to talk to my friends through Facebook allows them to do it.
Right, and my point here is these people aren't even saying I agree to. This is people who aren't even necessarily using Facebook.
Right, so they should delete the fucking app.
It's not an app. This is a cookie that goes on your computer or your phone the second you visit any website on Facebook, and then it collects all data of any browsing you do. It installs itself, and it's just there.
And they should not use the internet then, because all the internet has cookies. It's not.
Yeah, everything you ever go to tracks you.
Yeah,
that's how cookies work. That's how they know who you are. If you have that much of a problem,
but the cookie is supposed to track when you use that website. So it's like, oh, you've been here before. We remember you. So if it's on Amazon, they have a cookie that says, oh, last time you were here, you looked at pillows and sheets. So here's some sleep products.
Cookies are locally stored files. So yes, they should do that, but they can track whatever the fuck they want because they're on your computer.
But that's not something you should be agreeing to. And I don't think it's fair that
but you using an internet browser, you agreed to it because that's how a cookie works.
Yep.
And in your fine print of your browser, if you look at it, it will tell you that.
Right, because people read the fine print. That's fair.
I'm just telling you that it's there. That's absolutely fair that people don't read the fine print.
And it's ridiculous that they'd be expected to, because it's a long list of mumbo jumbo. There have been court cases about this.
Right. The argument at the end of the day is that they gave you the browser for free. So you, by using their browser, has agreed to do all
agree
to
the terms. Yeah.
Yeah. They're giving you something. They give you a product. That is the price that you're paying for it.
I mean, there's also tools that you can install in your browsers that will disable these things.
You can get around this,
right.
Yes.
Right. I have a number of those.
Right.
So, and in the end, it doesn't even matter. That was a Linkin Park quote, by the way.
Yeah,
I caught that.
I was tired of listening to Linkin Park again this week. I don't know why, but I was like, these guys are pretty good. Anyway.
The new album is actually pretty – well, not new, but the one from last year's.
Yeah, actually, that's what I was listening to. I was like, oh, wow, the guys actually got better with time.
Quick Pokemon thing again. There's this guy that kept catching Rattatas, and you know how they can you can change the names of the Pokemon? So he has a full page of Rattatas, and he changed the names to be the lyrics to All I See Is Dead Faces, blah, blah, that song. Because it's the same Pokemon over and over.
All Around Me Are From Oddworld?
Yeah.
Okay. That's kind of funny.
Which version, though? The Tears of Fear one or the Gary Jules?
It's named, so it's just the lyrics.
It's a joke.
I didn't get it, obviously.
Because people always... That's the one question. That's the one thing people always bring up. Like, this one's version is better. No, this one's better. Right? The right answer is the Tears of Fear version is better.
Anyway, Steve... they have all your information, I'm sorry. They know about your...
they have some of it.
Your horse porn.
Well, they have to give that information. He has to give that information. Otherwise, how are you going to find more, right, Steve?
Correct.
I can't see how perturbed he is because the camera's off.
I mean, that did just turn into like a 20-minute attack on my personal beliefs. So
it wasn't. That's fine. The funny thing is that it wasn't just for you. It was for this guy at work. It wasn't for you at all.
Yeah, but you didn't open it that way. You opened it with Steve. Why do you believe this? And then run into everything.
And then you are wrong.
Yeah, basically. So I'm gonna drop, and you guys can get into your near-death experiences.
All right, bye, Steve.
His was when he accidentally logged onto Facebook without deleting his cookies.
Yeah.
Don't use your browser anymore. Turn your phone off. Shoot it.
Oh.
Put it in the microwave.
He's gone.
Now Steve knows how I feel. Anyway. Was that the last one? Oh, this is a good one. What's something you splurge on that you truly think makes your life a lot better? And, like, the way I petitioned it was, like, something that you feel is, like, you definitely understand that it's expensive, but you buy it anyway because you're like, I need to have this to live a good life. So maybe it's, like, out of your means, like, not even, because I feel like there's not a lot that's out of our means, but, like, you know, like, you understand that it's expensive, but you buy it anyway.
I can start. Okay. I buy a lot of skincare products, and I definitely go over $30, $40 for one little tiny container of, like, facial cream.
How much a week or a month?
A month?
Or a week?
I would say month more than week because it lasts longer. I would say, like, 100.
Damn. Okay.
Yeah. I'm an old lady, apparently.
Yeah, you are. You have a lot of wrinkles.
I do.
No, actually, you don't because you use all those skincare products.
I don't. So, yeah, I'm just doing that for vanity. And I am okay with spending that money because I'm using it and I'm seeing results. So, not that I'm not the age where I should be getting a massive amounts of wrinkles, but I'm just preventing.
Oh, that's where my headphones were. For me, it's things to make my house smell good.
And you only just got that.
No, but I've bought other stuff. Like, I used to buy a lot of candles. And I think this is actually cheaper now in the end. But I just bought this, like, oil.
Diffuser.
Okay, I'll tell Steve's near-death experience because he's texting it to us. Yeah, I bought an oil diffuser. And basically, it's like this little container of oil with three sticks in it. The thing costs like $30 almost. And I don't know how, but my house just smells better. And it's supposed to be aromatherapy. And I actually feel like it works. Like, I feel whenever I come home, I kind of feel like this warm tingliness. Not like hot, but like I can't even describe it. But I feel like something's just like dancing on my skin. If I'm just like sitting for a little while in my house, and like I get the aroma, and it's very light. Like, it's not all the other stuff that I used to buy to make my house smell better. Like, the candles are, they're very, the scent's very heavy, so it actually is not that good, because like I don't want to smell the house. I just don't want it to smell bad. And occasionally I would like it to smell good, like a little, just like a little amount. And this is perfect. Like, you would have to sit in my apartment for like two, so when you walk in you smell it, and then when you sit down you forget about it, and then you'll notice it after like an hour, and it, like, you know, that just keeps going, like, and then in another hour you notice it again. And I don't know how long this thing's gonna last, but I'm just gonna keep buying them. I'm probably gonna buy another one for my bathroom, but I'm kind of weary of that one because I feel like it might fall, and that'll be the messiest shit
I've had to clean up. Maybe for the bathroom you can just like keep something else, just because you never know.
Yeah.
Okay.
For me, I don't know. I don't really. I feel like I have to think about something that's not a necessity, because that's what it kind of sounds like you guys brought up.
Yeah.
But not something vital.
But I mean, I can live without it.
Yeah. Well, like, I mean, it's still something. I would say.
Well, I would say
it's been a while.
Now it's a necessity to you. That's kind of what I'm.
Now it's a necessity to me?
Yeah, like that's kind of what I'm alluding to. It's like something that shouldn't be a necessity to you, but you kind of feel like it is a necessity, and you spend a lot of money on it.
I feel like the easy answer would be video games.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I was like, dude, you play a lot of games, you spend a lot of money.
I do. But I feel like that's too simple. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let me think of the next one. I haven't bought any in a while. But I will say, I did buy one when we went to our failed concert. Graphic t-shirts. I really like graphic t-shirts. I don't know why. Any design that's like half cool, I'll be like, this is so cool, I'm going to get it. And then there used to be a point in time where I used to buy at least like 4 a week or something. But they were cheap. They're like $10 a piece.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
from
Ripped
that
Apparel.
Website.
Yeah. I used to buy a lot of those too.
I used to buy them all the time, but then I just kind of stopped. Because I had too many.
Same.
But I started getting back into it, actually. So, because I bought that Add the Drive-In shirt. And then I'm like, I need more band shirts. Because I was looking through my wardrobe. And I'm like, there's a few shirts I don't wear anymore because I got fatter. And they don't fit me anymore. So I need to wear more shirts like this.
Word.
Yeah, video games. Let's just say video games. Yeah, that's it. Because otherwise, where is it? Food? Or, anyway. Right. Yeah, cool t-shirts. That's what I used to spend money on. I need to buy a few more.
And then last thing, near-death experience, be quick about them. Send this.
I almost drowned once. That's about it.
I almost died with my surgery. My gallbladder stone that went into my pancreas. That's pretty deadly. I had like a 60% survival rate or something like that, or 70.
Oh my gosh.
It wasn't high. I mean, it was over 50, but it wasn't high.
60% is a high chance of failure at the 40%.
No, 60%
chance to die or to
survive. To survive it.
So there's a 40% chance you were going to die.
Yeah, 40% chance that would have fucked up somehow.
Oh, one in... No, wait, what's the math? I don't know. It's a 40% chance. Damn.
Yeah, but like... Like when your shit explodes, do you have a high likelihood of dying too? Your appendix. When that blows up, you have a high likelihood. Like, it's just because if you don't get to a hospital quick enough and the bacteria...
Right.
Yeah. Like, I was in a hospital. I was going to survive. If I was in Nepal, then no.
You're dead.
I'd be dead.
Well, you never know what's going to happen when you actually...
Karima remains the top of Everest.
Who?
I was like, you're like, Karima remains the top of Everest.
I was thinking about it the other day, really quick aside. I want to have a funeral probably when I'm like 65 so that I could go to my funeral.
So weird. So you basically want to be Tom Sawyer.
I feel like that was...
Huckleberry Finn.
Huckleberry Finn went to his... I didn't read the book, so I didn't...
Yeah, they thought he was dead. He was just hanging out with...
No, I'll be at... But I want to be at my funeral. Like, I'm going to be there.
He was at his funeral.
Okay, no, but, like, there's not... People aren't going to think that I'm dead. I'm going to throw myself... Yeah, I'm going to throw myself a funeral, but I'm going to be alive.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do, but it makes no sense because it's not going to be genuine. You can't get people to give their real emotions about you. You're like, ha, gotcha. Hey.
Oh.
That's the whole point.
No, yeah. No, no. I just want to throw a party about my life.
So you just throw a party?
About my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a funeral.
But people won't come unless I say it's a funeral, so I'm going to say it's a funeral.
I mean, you're also 65. How many people are going to come to that?
Yeah.
My friends, hopefully.
You should do that, like, next week.
I throw myself a funeral. I throw myself a funeral every year.
Yeah.
Call it my birthday.
Your second birthday. For me, it's... I was in a car accident with my friends. The car... we had the right-of-way, and... This car hit us on the side that I was in, so I was a passenger on the front, and it hit us on the side. Luckily, I wasn't stuck or impacted in the car, so that was scary. So that's my story. Okay.
All right.
Did you all just die now?
No. We were just giving you a moment of silence.
Thanks.
Till next week, this has been Eat Shit Sleep Pod. Oh, wait.
Oh, wait, you forgot Steve.
I forgot Steve. Hold on. Steve said, well, I can assume you just... Oh, no, wait. my near-death experience was in Mexico on ATVs. Such a white way to die.
And then I said, you must have not said, hey, check this out, because you survived.
Yep.
Cause that's the joke. Like, you say, hey, check this out, and then they die.
Yep.
I don't get
that.
I don't get that.
It's a fun... Steve will get it.
Okay.
Yeah. God, even I got it.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Oh my God.
You're not white enough, I guess.
That's true. Anyway, this has been Eat Shit Sleep Pod. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter.
Are we on Facebook?
No, we're not on Facebook. Check us out on
Steve,
Twitter.
Steve will not touch it. His hands would burn.
Yeah, and I'm too lazy to make a Facebook group. We are on Twitter, though. I'm mad active on Twitter. But check out my real Twitter, at GeoTorres10, because I'm the shit on that. I get retweeted all the time. Anyways.
Can you mention our new podcast network?
Abnormal Entertainment. .com. Next week, we'll have the real way to, like, intro this, because we're not officially in it yet. But we will be after I send this guy a message and say, hey, we want to join. So, yeah, we'll let you know what's on the network with all the other podcasts and stuff that we check out. But it's probably great stuff because we're part of it, so.
Yeah.
Ugh. That was a joke. All right, till next week, this is Eat Shit Sleep Pod. Deuces.
Is it over yet?